Well, we had a really busy weekend. We sort of officially thought the season was finished on Thursday, and then the storm came on Friday night. And then we found we were inundated on Saturday with calls for stranded shearwaters up and down the beaches and inland as well.
What do you mean they were stranded?
Well, I think it was a bit of a double event. The ones that had already left, I think, got caught in the storm out at sea, and these were the ones that were actually caught in the sea and washed up on the beaches. And they were found as far south as Scott's Head, and there were a lot on Bramby Beach. And then also the other ones, there are the few stragglers that were still on the island, they got blown off course straight away with the wind. And I think those are the ones we've seen as far as Bellingen and Thora.
Really?
So it was incredible, yes.
Oh, that's a bird that is not meant to be in Thora, that's for sure.
No.
So what condition were they in?
Well, the ones on the beach obviously were sodden. And we had in particular, there was one lady, she was fantastic. She wrapped a whole washing basket full of birds into individual towels and rang wires and brought them to us. And all these birds then got put on heat pads and they were all left to dry off in my garage. So it turned out that by Saturday night I had 65 birds in the garage all drying off and feeling quite happy actually at that stage.
Yeah, what was that like, that scene in the garage?
Well, it was a little bit chaotic. They were everywhere really. It was rather quite amusing, I have to say.
Yeah, they look like little bird burritos.
Yes, that's right. That's when they were all wrapped up in the towels.
Very good.
I think that quick action really saved these because they were fit to go. Once the storm died down on Sunday, we took 60 back up to the island and to give them a second chance that they could try and fly again.
So how is it now? Like, have you had anyone bring any more shearwaters in?
Yesterday, all day, basically, we had calls for shearwaters still being found, which we've picked up, and we've taken another 20 up the island yesterday. But keep fingers crossed, last night was quiet, so we haven't had any in yet today.
Okay.
But it still might happen, so we'll see how today goes.
And if you do find one, basically just make contact with you through the Facebook page?
Yes, now that was another thing. We've set up a Facebook page this year. It's called Shearwater Rescue Coffs Harbour. Shearwater Season, sorry, Coffs Harbour. So if people just look on Facebook, there are daily updates and some photos, and it just explains what we're doing.